You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Paul Foss, the president of RingBoost, the nation's largest marketplace for custom phone numbers for businesses. Mr. Foss, a pleasure to have you today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm very excited to be on. I appreciate the opportunity.
You bet, and certainly great to have you out, and looking forward to hearing all the details on RingBoost today. So for starters, why has there been less emphasis on phone calls for businesses in recent years, and why do you think that's changing?
I think it is changing. I think some of the reason there's been less emphasis is simply due to technology. We've seen a big push into, you know, obviously the internet and websites and chat apps and texting platforms and QR codes and all these other mediums to communicate. And so some of the less emphasis was based just on options. You know, before there was really one option. You make a phone call or write a letter. And now you have all these different ways to communicate with a business. And so businesses started to employ those. Some of them were perceived as quicker. Some of them were perceived as easier. Some of them were less costly upfront. So I think businesses started to employ lots of different ways for their potential customers or customers to communicate with them, which I happen to agree with. But I think that a number of businesses have realized that there is nothing quite like voice to connect to your clients, to build relationships in many industries, to actually close deals and close business. There is really nothing like the power of voice to build those relationships. So that's why I think many companies realized that they couldn't eliminate it, they shouldn't eliminate it, and they need to focus back on that asset and this, you know, I like to call it a weapon in the arsenal of a business owner to communicate with their clients that way.
You certainly make some good points there, good stuff. Now, I've heard you consider phone numbers to be an integral part of a brand. Why do you think that, and what are the advantages and or disadvantages of voice calls compared to web forms, email, and online chat?
All right, so let's take the first question. Why I think it's part of an integral part of a brand. And when we mean brand, we mean who you are. We also mean your advertising and marketing, not just brand in the technical definition of brand. But why it's important, I mean, look, you're a business owner. You've decided a lot of things about your business, what business you're going to be in, who your partners are, the name of your business, the logo, the tagline, the domain, in most cases, the paint color in your office. And then to leave the phone number to just any old seven random digits, the next one's off the pile, to me is kind of crazy. It's not just a utility like the carpet and the light switch. It furthers the brand message. It could be tagline related. It could be industry related. It could simply be more memorable. So there's a lot of components to it to show that you put thought into that as well to connect the overall message to your consumer. If I'm a roofer, having a local number that ends in roof. So it ties into that brand and or the brand message, what I want someone to think about my brand or my business. So we want it to be thought of just like you think about all the other components of your business. Think about the phone number and think about it as a tool, not as just a utility. What are some of the advantages and disadvantages? Well, speed is one of them, and I believe that voice is the quickest and easiest way to communicate with people. The average person, you know, can speak, you know, hundreds of words a minute. We can't type that fast. We also can't include intonation in web forms and online chats, emotion, things like that. So I think there's a lot of advantages to voice in that I can really uncover needs and what a client might be looking for. I can understand tone. I can respond quickly to an objection. So there's nothing quite like voice for that. Now, the disadvantage is you have to be available to take a phone call. You have to have the time, the staff, And not only that, but also the training to be able to take a phone call and handle it correctly. And if it's not yourself, which is okay, it's partnering with a call center or someone that could take those calls for you. So there's a disadvantage of that because you need to either make the time or hire the right company. There's another disadvantage that I don't think is a disadvantage, but I think people think about is that voice is immediate. You know, it's real. You can't. You know, I could hide behind a text or an email and respond when it's convenient for me or when I've thought about it. When I'm on the phone, I'm vulnerable. I have to be willing to sit there and talk to a client. Maybe it's a good client. Maybe it's a complaint. Maybe it's a problem. I need to be able to deal with it right then and there. I can't sort of hide. So I think that some business owners have kind of, you know, they've gotten a little afraid of it. But I believe there's nothing like it to developing relationship and building long-term clients.
I certainly agree with you there. Now, if labor is often a business owner's greatest expense, isn't endorsing a labor-heavy practice counterintuitive? What's your thought there? As I'm sure you've probably heard that come back at you in that regard.
No, I don't think so. Because I think if you look at and I'll look at it on a straight line item basis, yes, you know, employing voice is more costly. A, you have to have the people for it. You have to have the desks, the phones, and the training of how to handle it. So if you look at a line item, it might be cheaper just to take a web form or a chat or a text. But I look at the lifetime value of a customer, not as a line item. And there is just nothing like building those relationships where someone knows they can call you, knows they can talk to you, knows that you care. So yes, there might be some more upfront costs in training and time and personnel. But I believe that over the long haul, I'm building relationships with me and my company that you just can't build in a strictly digital communication, text, email, chat. I think that those are important tools and we use them because there's a time and a place to use them. But when you employ voice right and you connect with your customers, it is a long-term relationship builder. It allows me to build not only relationships with my clients, but relationships ultimately for them to refer me to their clients because I'm not just a simple service or a service provider. We have a relationship now. I know about them. They can call me. We speak on topics. And I just think that there's, you know, nothing like it for doing that. So although the upfront costs, you have to factor them in, but the long-term value to me is, you know, is exponentially worth it and pays off in the long run.
Most definitely. Today we're speaking with Mr. Paul Faust, the president of Ring Booth, the nation's largest marketplace for custom phone numbers for businesses, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Mr. Faust, how can a business drive more voice calls, and what are the different types of phone numbers, and how do you know what kind is best for your business?
Okay, two separate questions, so let's take the first one. How do you drive more voice calls? Well, the first one is feature your phone number. There's a lot of spots your phone number can go in, as simple as the bottom of your email signature, business cards, brochures, your website prominently featuring it, if you have service vans, signs. So, you know, use the number. Put it out there. Let your clients know that they can call if they have a question, if they want to speak to you. I personally will not do business with a company if I don't know that there's a spot that I can call. I might not call every time. I might use a web form or a chat or an email, but I want to know that if I have an issue, I can call them. So first of all, feature the number. Put it out there. Let people know that you are available, that you want to hear from them, and that will in of itself drive more calls. Now, I believe if you're going to do it, why not do it with a number that's more memorable, that stands out, that, you know, makes it easier for a referral? You know, if I'm driving by a billboard at 50 miles an hour, I tend to go a little bit faster. Kind of hard to remember seven random digits. So I think one way to get more calls is if you're going to use a number, use something that's memorable, that's got an easy digit pattern to it, or has a word that ties in with you. That will help you drive more calls. And you know, when it comes to what kind of phone number to use, some of it comes down to preference. Some people love easy digited numbers, just patterns of digits, 1212, or something that ends in 1000. Other people like words that end in roof, care, help, limo, that ties into their brand, a tagline like, you know, we fight or something like that. really, you know, what do you like? What resonates with you? Are you trying to be a local business and you just want to operate in a local area code in one market? You might want to stay with a purely local number. If you operate in multiple markets, multiple area codes, multiple states, you might want to go with a toll-free number, although I think you can interchange both. I don't really think it, you know, the toll-free really doesn't have as much to do with toll-free anymore. It makes companies look a little larger, and you could play around with more words and phrases. So I really think that it comes down to what type of number you like and where you generally market. So, you know, the local pizzeria or the local chiropractor market would probably focus on a great local number. And a guy that operates or a company that operates statewide would probably look for a toll-free, but most of those also want a good local number as well.
A truckload of tips right there within that response. Awesome info there. Now, what are some of the ways to effectively monitor and measure voice communications? Is that possible? And what are some of the signs you look for to see if it's effective or if you need to refine your processes?
Okay, yeah, great question, because unlike web forms or pay-per-click or things like that, where you really could track through a lot of the process, we often lose when somebody then picks up the phone. But it's not the only place, because, you know, someone might see a billboard message or an online ad, but then walk into a store, and sometimes you've lost that tracking. So what I like to do, you know, it might not be as scientific, is I ask people, how'd you hear about us, right? So I will ask the question sometime in the call, hey, I'm curious, how'd you hear about my company? They might say, I found you on a website, or I was referred to you. So we're asking people how they caught our number, where they got it from. We are also talking to our staff about how the call went. So we're actually monitoring the communication and training our staff on issues of, you know, empathy and how to deal with an irate client. So we're constantly measuring those things. Now, depending on the type of business you are and the type of advertising you do, if you're doing radio advertising, you can sort of look at when the calls come in compared to when they ran on the stations and things like that. Nothing is going to be exact, but we try to measure where our clients saw us, how they got the number, what made them call us, and that is all part of the conversation as opposed to just an order taking. So those are the kind of, you know, ways to monitor it in an inexact, you know, there isn't an exact way, because someone might say, hey, I saw you on the web, but maybe they had also seen a billboard of ours or something like that. But we're trying to kind of narrow it down. It won't be exact, but nothing is exact. We're just trying to make sure that they're seeing our number, that it's out in the community, that people are referring them to us. You know, we'll then kind of adjust for that. But there is really no, you know, in the voice world, a perfect science to it, because there's going to be some, you know, there's going to be some fall off where somebody mistakes where they saw us, but that's okay. Ultimately, the goal of ours is to get them to call us and speak to us. And so we're okay with it not being exact, you know, as long as it drives more calls to us.
A lot of great information shared here today per your industry, and really appreciate your bringing focus to your company, Ring Boost, and its offerings as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Yeah, what I want to say is, first of all, I want to thank you very much for having me on. In today's day and age, we see article and article and podcast and story about the latest digital trend, which is all important. So it's great to see people that want to learn about and talk about voice, because I think it's a tool that's never going anywhere. It's very powerful. And at the end of the day, nothing will ever replace my voice and me and who I am. And I could do that with my voice through phone call, harder to do it digitally. So I really love the fact that you're covering the topic and exposing your listeners to this piece of the marketing mix. And I hope that they consider it and at least think about how they can use their phone number and their phone as a tool more.
I certainly love it, and it's been awesome to have had you with us on the program today. If listeners wanted to get more information on Ring Boost, where is the best place online to get further details and to take advantage of your services as well?
Online, they can go to www.ringboost.com. That's our website, and of course, they can call me directly. I can give you my phone number, which is 914-200-0013. 0013 because 13 is my lucky number. So they can go on our website. They can email me. They can call. They can reach out anyway. They feel comfortable.
You can't beat that. Again, folks, it is ringboost.com. Mr. Foss, thanks so much for joining us on behalf of Ring Boost today here on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Take care. Thanks so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Paul Foss, the president of Ring Boost, the nation's largest marketplace for custom phone numbers for businesses. And for further details, once again, it's ringboost.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.